You're listening to your new Best Friends podcast. Now, here are your hosts, Abby and Mike.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of your new Best Friends podcast, where we're here to fill that void in your life.
It's Abby.
Michael.
Mm.
Hello, Michael.
I felt so classy today.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
What did you do?
I put on, like, nice pants.
Mm-hmm. You did? For no reason?
Well, yeah. Well, there's a reason, but I put on nice pants.
Oh, okay.
And I tucked my shirt in.
Oh, was it a t-shirt?
No.
Oh, look at you.
No, polo. Oh, okay. There was buttons on the shirt.
Up at the top.
Mm-hmm, two.
I'm proud of you.
Mm-hmm.
What color was the polo?
Pink.
Paint me a picture. Pants?
Khaki.
Okay. Shoes?
Tan.
Were they sneakers, or were these, like, dress-up shoes?
Hybrid.
Oh.
Like a...
I enjoy that term for a shoe.
Mm-hmm.
It's a hybrid shoe.
Go straight from the court to, like, Red Lobster. The two places that I would go.
I mean, you go to one after another.
Mm-hmm.
You celebrate at Red Lobster.
Yes, or just a family goodbye after you get sentenced to jail.
Yes. Mm. But you're looking good when you go.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have something to look forward to when you get out. Like, you have nice clothes for when you get out, right? Because they save your clothes for you, don't they?
Yes.
Yes, that's something nice to look forward to. So I guess I always try and get arrested in good shoes is the moral of the story.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Do they save your underwear, too?
I'm going to guess they save everything. Maybe you get the option to sell it. Hmm? Like, I watched too much Orange is the New Black. I don't know.
Yeah. You're, like, half the season. You're done. Like, that's, like,
I don't even.
Season three of, like, eight.
Oh, yeah. And I gave up before that, if I'm just being frank.
I mean, it all just rinse and repeat, rinse and repeat.
That's it. And I tell this to everybody that I talk to. I feel as though that show should have ended when Alex was stuck in the greenhouse with the guy who supposedly put her in prison. I just feel like, realistically, there was no way that she would have gotten out of that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's that. And then Piper would have finished her sentence and the show was over. But I understand it was a cash cow. So, you know, and they used their platform for good.
Yeah.
They did. They were voices on a lot of stuff.
They glorified jail just a touch, I believe.
Oh, big time. But I think towards the end, like, I caught the end of the last season, and it seemed like they were talking a little bit more about, like, the industrial prison complex and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, good note to end on.
They should have ended it when the prisoners got out and went to that pond for,
That's the same episode I'm talking about.
Okay.
When they all got loose, and Piper, or Alex was stuck in the greenhouse with the guy, and Piper was doing whatever the hell she was doing. I feel like right then in that episode, they should have just ended it.
Mm-hmm.
And I would have been like, bravo.
Yep.
Bravo. But that's not what happened, you know what I mean? It went on for like seven more seasons.
Mm. So I guess the question today is...
We went from classy to prison. Mm. And that's just our style.
What is your definition of classy?
Ooh. Okay.
Like, if I told you, I need you to dress classy for a party.
Oh, okay. So, I need to be wearing, like, really nice clothes.
Mm-hmm.
That's a for sure. I'm not going to wear a dress.
No dress.
It's not going to happen, but I'm going to wear the nicest clothes I can get my hands. I'm going to go buy clothes,
mm-hmm.
if you tell me that, because I don't have classy clothes right now.
Mm-hmm.
So, I only have, like, casual classy.
Okay. Really quick.
Uh-huh.
If we hit some type of milestone, can you take a picture and a dress for our Instagram?
It'd have to be a good-ass milestone, I'm going to tell you that right now.
You said it. Set it right now.
Like what? Like follower-wise, or?
Follower, listens, engagement, like whatever you want.
Okay, I'll tell you what. When we get 10,000 listens on an episode,
mm-hmm.
I'll sport a dress.
Perfect.
That's fair, right?
That's very fair.
All right.
All right.
And now for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, go ahead. All right. That's fair.
What is something that you would dread wearing?
Because
I know you don't mind a tux. You're a cleanup guy.
I would dread wearing a bicycle outfit.
Okay.
Skin tight spandex. Yeah.
Okay. So, at 10,000, would you wear that with me,
yes,
as I wear a dress?
We'll stand next to you, each other,
oh,
and
you
that'll
have
be
to.
Our new cover for the show.
That would be fantastic.
That would be interesting.
Okay, I like it.
Mm-hmm.
Gentleman shake deal.
There you
Sounds
go.
Good.
Okay, so, fancy. You just talked about money. Let's go.
Like, what would my outfit look like? What do I think they're eating? Like, what?
No, like...
Because I think they're always eating lobster and caviar.
Okay, lobster and caviar. That's fancy.
That's a must. Mm-hmm. The finest, like, seafood that one can get their hands on.
I think lobster would count as...
Yeah, but I'm talking like a fresh, like, sashimi cut of, like seafood, you know?
Okay, okay.
There's, like, a chef right there.
Mm-hmm. Piano player, obviously.
Of course.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, when I think of classy, I think of, like, they always have, like, a really sophisticated drink in their hands, but they're never drunk, but they always have a drink in their hands.
Now, like, in a martini kind of glass, or just...
It could, yeah, because I feel, yes, it has to be some sort of... It's a glass that lets you know it's a sophisticated drink. Mm-hmm. How's that?
Yes.
Like, it doesn't necessarily have to be a specific drink, but something about it, you just go, that's a classy drink for a classy person.
Agreed.
Okay, well, what's your definition of classy?
Well, if I'm just going clothes, obviously, you need to be wearing a dead animal over your shoulders.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Cruella de Vil style.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Gotta have pearls if you're a girl.
Oh, yes.
Guys, monocle.
Mr. Peanut style.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Are hats classy?
Depends on the hat.
Top hat?
That's a very specific type of classy. Like, that's like oil rigger type of...
Oil baron?
Yeah. Like, you own a large part of Texas, and you don't stop talking about it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, okay. Three-piece suit.
Okay, okay.
Those shoes that are, like, half white, half black?
Yes. Oh, 100%. I know exactly what you're talking about. Yes. That's a must.
Those are classy as shit.
Like, you get those the day they, like, they call you classy. When you're, like, knighted as classy, they also hand you a pair of those shoes with a monocle in it.
Who knights you as classy? My first thought is David Hasselhoff.
You think he's classy?
I think he's class personified. He's the definition. When you open up, you see him sitting on, like, Kit from Knight Rider. He's, like, fucking class.
When I think of David Hasselhoff, I think of, like, him shirtless in, like, red swim trunks.
Oh, you don't even think about the cheeseburger incident.
No, what's the cheeseburger incident?
Oh, my God.
Real quick, brief me.
Well, I think he's drunk, and he's, like...
Classy. The scream, it oozes class.
Well,
it
depends on what you were drinking to get you drunk.
Classy no, drunk. Remember, it's always about having a drink in your hand but never being drunk.
True.
That's okay. Class.
Yeah, he's, like, laying on the floor, like, I think he's doing, like, it's before Instagram, I think. He's talking to, like, his phone camera, but he's, like, struggling to eat a cheeseburger.
Because he's so drunk?
Yes. Aww. I'll show you. This one is hilarious. I'm shocked you've never seen
poor
this.
Poor Hassie.
No, no, he deserved it.
Okay. So, what, he took a lot of backlash for this?
The sad part is I don't think anybody cared that much. It made the news, and they just kind of shrugged and went, yeah.
Where did he upload it to?
I want to say the cloud, but I'm not sure.
Okay. So when all the, like, the nudes and stuff got leaked, this also got leaked? It was just, like, really embarrassing.
It was part,
like,
of the fappening, yes.
So, yeah, I don't think he's classy. Okay, who, like, for real, though.
For
like,
real?
Two celebrities, a male and a female, who you would define as classy off the top of your head.
All right. Right now, I'd say Meryl Streep and George Clooney.
God damn it, I was going to say George Clooney, too.
The Clunes, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's very true. Meryl Streep, that's an excellent choice.
What were you going to say? Quick.
I was going to say George Clooney and,
that's
let's
not
see.
Very quick.
What?
I'm waiting for you to be quick.
I know. Well, now I'm nervous. Let me think of a woman.
Yeah.
Like, Julia Roberts is pretty classy.
All right.
I'm thinking a pretty woman.
She's a little, I'm going to say. I'll say skanky classy.
Oh, wow. Why? Yeah, why?
I don't know. She just doesn't strike me as classy. Classy,
I think she's more like America's Sweetheart type of...
Yes.
Like, you can definitely bring her to a banquet.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
You know? That's for sure.
But who can I... Like, who's just elegant?
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to think. Like, Anne Hathaway comes off as very classy.
Helen Mirren?
I don't know who that is.
Of course not.
that's way too deep. It's not like an A-list celebrity that... I won't know.
She is an A-list celebrity. You should know her.
What's she in?
Oh.
Just one thing.
Red?
Oops.
Red 2. These are the bad movies she's been in that I know her from. Okay, we'll look up her too at the end of this.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh.
I'm trying to think of other, like, women who are classy.
Naming classy broads. It's very classy, by the way.
What? Saying classy broads? Yeah. You're just good at what you do.
Ah, thank you.
Well, I think Meryl Streep is a good shot. I think Marilyn Monroe was, like, now she's defined as, like, classy.
Was she then?
No. No, not at all.
Was she the Kardashian of that era?
That's an interesting comparison.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, but she had a real talent. She could sing. Whereas the Kardashians don't have any, like, they didn't come up to talent, like, because of their talents. They were born into money, whereas I think Marilyn, her singing. I don't know the backstory on Marilyn Monroe, to be honest with you.
But you know she sang.
I know she sang.
What song? I'll just take one if you got it.
Happy birthday. Wait, she was an actress.
You said she sang. I'm just going over you.
Do you know what she actually did? Are you just letting me run rampant here?
Oh, yeah, you're...
You don't know.
Yeah, your kid is out of a diaper. You're just going crazy.
What'd she do?
All I know is that she banged up a Kennedy.
Right. I know that that's all you know.
Yes.
Because you've said that before.
Mm-hmm.
But I she was an actress.
It sounds like there's a question mark at the end
there
of
this. There is.
Okay.
I feel like this whole thing has to get going.
No. This is perfect.
This really adds to our persona.
Yeah. We're dumb classy.
Okay. So, yeah. So, what do you think classy people eat?
I don't want to... I'm going to say it, but it's wrong because mm-hmm. I can't say it right.
Oh.
Foie gras?
Uh-huh.
Do you know what that is?
I don't. Oh. I know, wait, isn't it like... It's something... It's like duck stuff?
Yeah, you feed a duck like, I believe,
yes.
like a cornmeal, or not duck, but like a goose, whatever. Mm-hmm. Either way, you feed them until their liver like...
Yeah, like explodes
poisons,
or something?
Yeah. Until their liver gets like diseased, and then you eat that diseased liver, and it's supposed to be so buttery sweet.
Can you imagine the person who figured that out?
Yeah, some lunatic.
Yeah.
Just feeding a duck. And then cut him open when he died, and went, oh, I'm going to eat that.
And, like, that happened more than once. Like, you know, a few geese,
mm-hmm.
like, before he figured it out, really.
That's, like, this is always fascinating to me that things like this get discovered.
Yes. I know someone who had a turkey that they were raising for Thanksgiving, and they would feed it butter. And then they ate that turkey. I didn't get a piece of it, but they said it was so fucking good. But it's like, I don't know, you know? I can't speak for it.
Like just butter or
not
added
just
butter?
To his diet? Yeah, the butter was a staple in the diet, though.
If only he knew.
If he just rejected the butter.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure he was delicious.
Mm.
Oh, they called him gobbles. I feel like don't name it if you're going to eat it, but hey, it wasn't my turkey.
I mean, I can't imagine the butter doing that much, but I did hear
mm-hmm.
that some guy was out hunting bears.
Okay.
And I think it was Joe Rogan, actually.
Oh, good,
yeah.
good, good.
And he said when you find a bear that, like, has a diet of nothing but, like, berries and shit like that,
yeah,
their meat is, like, almost like basted in like berry juice, which is fantastic.
I've heard that about deer, that deer who are like native to certain areas where there's more corn
mm-hmm.
versus where they have to scavenge more and eat more berries and stuff, they mm-hmm. taste really different. But I heard that the ones who eat the berries and stuff taste more gamey
mm-hmm.
than the corn fed ones who taste better. So I don't know. It's probably to each one's preference too. And bear, I've heard, is extremely, extremely gamey.
Mm.
So I don't know. Would you try bear?
Yeah, I try everything.
Like a bear steak?
Mm-hmm. I'd eat a deer, I'd eat a turtle, I'd eat a human.
Turtle?
Turtle's the one that got your attention? Whoa, 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 whoa. Turtles?
I realized after that you said human.
That's classy. That was a classy answer.
I genuinely... Oh, my. All right, I think it's for submission
yes,
time. Are you
yes,
ready? Okay,
is.
Let's get to it. I didn't realize you said human. I'm like, turtles, not
yeah.
the turtles.
You'd eat a turtle, too.
I mean...
Why not, is a guess what I'm saying.
Would you try frog legs?
Frog legs?
I tried it once.
I think
once
I've had frog legs.
Ugh, I didn't. It was like, ugh.
I'd try a dog. I'd try a cat.
Would you try a bat? Oh, you draw a line.
Well, I mean, this whole thing.
Yeah, they say that, but do you really believe it? Do you really believe that it started from someone eating a bat?
Someone nibbling down on a bat.
Do you really think so? Do you really think that that's what happened? Because, like, that just sounds ridiculous to me.
Yeah, just like AIDS, some guy had sex with a monkey.
Yeah,
just
that's
feels
crazy,
like...
too.
Well, I mean, hold on.
Okay.
If you're going to fuck a monkey, wouldn't you just, like, wear protection?
No.
You wouldn't?
You're going to raw dog the monkey.
Raw dog the monkey.
You're gonna.
All right. You're just gonna.
You're just gonna. Like,
you decided to fuck a monkey.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you're at the point where you're fucking a monkey. You're not gonna put on protection. And that's just facts.
You tricked a monkey into your bedroom already.
You didn't trick it.
You're not breaking out the wallet and busting out the condom.
You think they sedated it?
No.
Do you know how strong a monkey is?
But do you know how to seduce a monkey?
No.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
No, you don't.
Yep.
A monkey could rip your arms off like tissue paper. But and you're gonna tell me.
If you're dressed up like a banana?
Not sedated. It's
like the one from Peanut Butter Jelly Time?
It's gonna try and rip you open.
Yeah, you'll run into the room. He comes in. Or she. That no judging. And then you went, gotcha, monkey. And the monkey goes,
that monkey's gonna try and protect its life, mm-hmm. and it's gonna tear you in two. Remember that woman who had her face eaten by the monkey?
Yeah.
Her monkey turned on her?
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine? No, there's no way you're gonna fuck a regular monkey.
Okay, but what if the monkey grabs you, right, by your shoulders? And you go, listen, monkey.
Uh-huh.
Before you break me in two, I wanna split you in two.
Knowing full well that there's a language barrier. The monkey doesn't speak a lick of English.
They understand sex talk.
They don't. Yes, they do. Unless you're speaking sign language to mm-hmm. a trained monkey, you two are going to have a big language barrier.
You raise an eyebrow and the monkey
you're not supposed to make any direct eye contact with a monkey. That's like monkey talk number one.
Monkey facts 101.
Like, don't. That's the kindergarten of monkey. Like, you don't make eye contact with a monkey.
So what do you do?
You're supposed to look away. It's a dominance thing. They will fucking tear you up like tissue paper. Like, not even a shred of thought about it. They will just walk up to you and rip your arm off limb by limb.
So what if you were in a monkey pit, right?
Uh-huh.
And the only way you can get out is to sex these monkeys up.
Oh, my God. Okay.
You gonna do it?
How? I don't speak monkey.
Seduction.
First of all,
mm-hmm.
why is that my only way out? How is that gonna free me? Is this, like, from, like, some evil overlord?
Yeah.
Oh.
We're watching above you like a
we, thunder so dome. You're one of them.
Colosseum. Yeah, there you go.
It's a Roman Colosseum mm-hmm. style. And I'm in a pit of monkeys that mm-hmm. I have to seduce. How many? All of them? One of them?
Well, you do the dance and we'll figure out how many you want a piece.
Am I going to get told to dance?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I mean, if you're going to teach me the monkey seduction dance, I'm going to do it. If that's the only way out of the fucking Colosseum.
I think it's Gangnam style. How do you do that? Then the monkeys will advance.
Okay.
All right, first question. Sorry.
Great.
I know, I'd fuck the lights out of a monkey. We're not... Don't use this.
Fucking soundbite just that.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck the lights out of a monkey.
Got him.
Fuck the lights out of a monkey. Fuck the lights out of a monkey.
That's your new ringtone. Hello.
You know, that has to stay now.
Mm.
Okay. Okay. Hi, YNBF. Hear my struggle. This weekend, I was with a group of friends, and we started drinking and playing cards. I was doing pretty good, so good that we all decided to bring some money into the situation.
Mm.
4 rounds later, and I ended up losing $200.
Damn.
I told my girlfriend how surprised I was at my luck shift, and she laughed at me and said, "You know your glasses had the reflection of your cards in them the entire time, right?" I felt so embarrassed and played. My friends definitely knew what they were doing and had no shame in taking my money. Oh, thank you for the submission.
Damn, thank you.
So your friend schools you at a $200?
Oh, that's perfect.
That's terrible.
That's perfect.
Would you do that?
What kind of douchebag wears, like, sunglasses to a poker game anyway?
I think it was outside. Didn't it say?
Was it? Oh. Because I know people wear sunglasses inside to hide their eyes... Their shifting eyes.
No, it doesn't say. It doesn't say it was outside or inside.
Yeah. I know that's a common practice.
Okay. So you think a person who wears glasses is a douche while playing poker or cards?
I feel like it, yes. Because if you have to hide your emotions that much, then mm-hmm. you shouldn't be playing poker.
Really?
Yeah, it's a game of, like, deception. The right. cards really mean nothing.
But I mean, well, that's not true.
Well, they mean very little. It's what you do with the cards.
Yeah, but it has largely in part with what's in your hand, depending on what you can really do.
But you don't know what I have in my hand. I can pretend like I have something else, and you'll believe it.
So wouldn't the fact that people... So do you think they should ban sunglasses?
No, it's a crutch for people.
I mean, I think it makes sense to wear sunglasses in that type of sport. It's kind of like wearing sunglasses while playing baseball. Like, it's only helping you
I guess.
I feel like either it should be banned across the table and nobody should be allowed to do it, or everybody should be wearing sunglasses.
So you think it should be the only two options that are available?
No, I mean, hey, if people want to play without sunglasses, that's on them. Hmm. But I don't think it's... I mean, I think it's, like, shitty, but I would probably do it if I was, like, professionally playing or something.
Oh, professional? Sure.
Oh,
if you're just playing in, like, somebody's bedroom or something?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of... Then you deserve to have someone reading the reflection off your...
No, would you? Would you have just robbed this guy blind and been okay with it?
I don't know.
Come on, let us see your inner shitty person.
I would want to. It would depend on how close I was
really?
With them. Yeah. If it wasn't someone who I really gave too much of a shit about, probably not. But if it was a close friend, I'd be like, I could see all your cards in your glasses.
Oh, you tell them right then
right,
and there.
Right then. As soon as they started wearing the glasses and I looked over at them and saw their cards, I'd be like, I can see the ace and that and that. Like, like, it's a good hand.
I wouldn't.
You wouldn't tell your close friend?
I would get the money, and I'd probably give it back at the end.
I don't think you would give it back.
I'd give it back. Two bones, though? Two bones?
That's what I mean.
You're talking two bones?
Yeah, $200. Let's say it was you and your close friend, and your close friend was wearing glasses.
Hmm.
And you can see, from the jump, you can see the reflection in their glasses.
I would take the money, okay? There.
And you wouldn't say a word?
I would let him know that I could see the reflection off his glasses later on. Like, if he picked up his phone, I was like, oh, tell your wife I said hi. Or something like that.
Wow.
Like, I could see, like, mom calling. Oh, like, tell your mom I said, what's up?
So, what if, like, so at that point, what if they wanted their money back? Because they said, like, oh, you've been able to see my cards the whole time. Would you admit to it?
Mm-hmm. I'd say, tough titties, sir. Or ma'am. Where did that phrase come from?
I don't know. You and I say it often.
Tough titties.
I mean, titties are tough.
No, they're not.
Yeah, they are.
They're vulnerable.
They take a beating.
They do not.
I'll tell you something.
They have support.
Yeah,
and they just sit in like
I told you, that's to hide the nips. That's not for support factors.
I know, but they got cups to rest in. How tough are titties' lives?
Very tough. Really? I didn't say they have tough lives.
They're just...
I'm saying titties are tough.
No.
You can slap those things around.
Mm-hmm.
The bottom of your feet are tough.
Not your feet, personally. I'm saying. Just saying in general.
Yeah, but you could knock some titties around.
Mm-hmm.
They're tough.
Yeah.
You know? Tough titties. But although it doesn't translate the same.
What is it supposed to mean?
Like too bad?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know why. I think it's just because it's TT.
Alliteration's pretty good around here.
Maybe we could do like tough tookus? You don't like it?
I wanted the second T to be vulgar.
Tookus?
Tookus is...
It's like vulgar, but it's not. You could still say it in front of like a kid.
I want it to be something that I can't say in front of a kid. But I do anyway. Because I'm that classy.
Like what?
Tough
tutors.
Tutors?
Mm-hmm.
So you're just not trying anymore.
No.
we'll come back to this later then.
There's a lot of things we gotta get back to.
Still thinking about these titties.
That softcore porn thing that I watched, that movie 365,
mm-hmm.
There's a lot of titties in that.
Now, I appreciate the titties.
Mm-hmm. They never show the guy's dick, though.
You know why?
Why?
Because it's different.
Why? You know why? Because men don't want to see it.
That's not true.
You want to see another guy's dick?
I've seen dicks.
I know you've seen dicks, but I'm saying, do you want to see another guy's dick in a soft porn? When it's mainly just, like, focusing on the woman and her body.
But you saw a guy's nipples, though. Wasn't that the equivalent?
I guess so, yeah. That's good.
Okay. Let's be fair. Equals now. Let's be equals.
Fair.
Mm-hmm.
And you do see his butt. He's got a great butt.
Of course.
He's got a really good butt.
Oh, can we talk about that butt versus muscle conversation that we had the other day?
Absolutely.
That you guys just were so wrong about?
Right. So you go ahead.
Okay. I was talking to Tabby and this other girl. She shall not be named. And Tabby said, tell me if I'm wrong.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You said that most women would prefer a guy with a rockin' donk.
With a rocking ass, just to be clear here. Because...
Not penis. A rocking ass than, like, overall tone up top. Like, fit. Physically fit up top.
Correct.
Okay.
Now, I said this as a lesbian, but we asked a heterosexual woman.
Mm-hmm.
her preference. And I had said to Mike, I guarantee that that's what she's going to say, that she would prefer a nice, just a fucking cake ass on a guy versus a muscular up top dude who has a whole bunch of like, just like well worked out arm muscles. And he fought me tooth and nail, telling me no way, women would way prefer muscles. And what happened?
Well, first of all, full disclosure, she's all for meds.
Okay, now that's not the...
Okay, but she did. She agreed to the butt, and I just, I don't respect liars, and I don't believe she knew what she was talking about.
So what happened really was Michael did not like the answer that he was given, because women said that ass on a man is more attractive than muscles. And there was another man in that break room, and he also did not want to hear the fact that a woman might prefer a tone ass versus tone arms.
Because it's not true.
How is it not
true? It's one of those things where, in the grand, like, if you say, like, oh, I want a guy with a nice personality over, like, a great body. When it came down to it, you're taking the body 10 times out of 10.
I just disagree with you. I think women, if you gave them the option and said, would you prefer a muscular tone arm man or a nice ass? Like a fucking peach.
What are you going to do to a guy's ass?
It's not about, it's just how good it looks. It's just about looks. What are you going to do to a guy's arms?
Well, when he takes out like a, takes off his shirt, have a tank top or something, you're like, yeah, that's my dude.
Okay, but also if he's wearing a nice pair of shorts or pants where his ass is popping... You got to understand now, too, that the tighter pants are in for both sexes right now. All sexes. So, them cakes be popping. I see dudes with nice asses all the time.
I just don't get...
And I'm like, damn!
But, like, it leads to nothing. Arms is like, you can hold on to. You can, like...
you can hold on to an ass.
You feel safe when you're holding on to somebody's
ass. I feel safe when I put my hand in your back pocket and I'm grabbing a nice ass.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say, I'm going to put my hands between your cheeks. I was like, oh.
You hold my hand in between your cheeks, and we go. I'm cool with that. So.
I just.
Anybody who would like to give us any input.
Yes.
About which you would prefer on your opposite, attraction, or same attraction.
Well-toned arms or.
Or a cake ass. Yeah. Just a birthday cake fucking ass.
To hear you talk about it upsets me.
I'm telling you that I don't even like men, but I like a man with a nice ass. Like, I do. Like, you know what it is? Here's what I think the upper hand about it all is. Is, and I hate to say it like this, but tone arms are more of a dime a dozen than a fucking rockin' badonkadonk on a guy.
So it's the rarity that you're saying...
I think it's just, yes, the fact that you're not always coming across just, like, junk in the trunk on a dude versus, like, a lot of them have well-worked-out arms or more defined arms. Like, you don't usually see a guy's ass popping out of his pants. So when you do, you get taken aback.
I don't know. I always imagine when a guy was, like, making love to a woman on top of her.
Right.
And, like, his arms were, like, on, like, either side of her. Like, and, like, she rubs her, like, her hands up and down his arms, like, and they're all muscular and stuff. I feel like that was, like, the best. Like, reaching behind and squeezing his butt would just be, like...
That's awesome.
I don't know.
Yes. I feel like you have to reach around and grab their ass. You gotta put a little dominance on there.
No, you don't.
You absolutely do. Mm. Let them know that ass is yours. The arms, what are you doing? You're just stroking their ego. But that ass though.
But I don't ever see guys doing ass exercises.
I think squats. And then they do like deadlifting and stuff.
I think, I'm not even 100% sure what that's for. I think it's back? Legs?
I think it's for everything. And it works out the glutes.
I do think it's for everything. Mm-hmm. I want to start getting into those.
And that's oh, so you want some cake?
No, I want honestly. Give me a prison body any day. I just
Yeah.
A lot, well, by the way,
what?
I just farted ... a lot. By the way, I'm sorry.
It is so humid and hot. Why would you do that to me?
Wear a mask. Social distance.
You're being irresponsible. Okay, where the hell were we?
Okay, without
what
looking.
What was the question?
Oh, poker.
poker. Oh, my gosh. Okay, so it all stemmed from, would you tell your friend or not? You said no, you wouldn't.
Mm-hmm.
I said I would if it was a close friend. Otherwise, I'm keeping your money. And I would hope that one of your... Honestly, can we just blame the girlfriend a slight bit that she didn't mention it earlier to him while he was... Or to them while they were losing their money?
I assumed from the story that he went back home after the poker party. Said he lost and she looked at his glasses and saw her reflection.
Oh.
And that's how I took it. You took it as they were all there together?
I took it as she had an idea.
Okay.
I mean, maybe you're right, though.
Up to anybody's interpretation.
Well, listener, get rid of those glasses.
Yeah.
Don't wear those while you're playing.
And don't bet that much money with friends.
We'll set 4 rounds.
4 rounds? So you lost average $50 a round.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot.
Yeah, after the first time I lose, I'm like, well, you know what? It's been a good time, everyone. I gotta go.
I'm cheap. You take $12 from me. I'm walking away.
Like, that's a whole Chipotle order.
Exactly. I'm going to your refrigerator and taking $12 worth of stuff and putting it in my mouth.
What would you take? Like cold cuts? Like, tell me a little bit about that run.
Expensive drink, probably.
What's an expensive drink?
Sunny D.
Of course. That's classy.
That's the first thing that popped in my head.
That's what I have in my caviar.
Yeah, I took your Sunny D, open your freezer.
Mm-hmm. What are you taking from the freezer?
I'm taking out a hunk of meat. I don't know what it is, but I'm going to thaw it out in the sink and not tell you.
So you're just doing that barbecue a favor?
Well, they're not going to know. They're going to wake up the next morning, and like their package of like ribs or something is just thawed out and spoiled.
I like it.
Malicious.
I'm being generous when I say that.
Okay.
I was thinking maybe you'd steal like a Godiva ice cream bar or something, you know, like a really expensive chocolate.
Well, it depends on how fancy they are. Maybe I'll suggest opening up a bottle of wine, take this night to the next level. Mm-hmm. Just not drink anything. Yeah, there you go. Open up wine and then don't drink anything.
But everybody else will drink it.
Yeah, but they didn't plan on opening it.
I guess. Yeah. I feel like we could do worse.
We could do worse, but they're your friends. You don't want to. You would passively piss them off.
Well, that's true. You're trying to get your revenge, so. All right, well, if any of those work for you, listener, and if you refer back, I did mention in one of the episodes about taking onions and a can of tuna fish if you really want to get some revenge on these friends and divvying that up in their car. So, you know, just maybe check that one out. That's a good idea.
That's messed up.
I don't want to get into it again. All I'm saying is that's a good way to get revenge that lasts a long time.
Revenge for something that you did wrong? Whatever. Yep, that's it.
You're going to steal their cold cuts.
Steal their cold cuts.
Yeah. It's the same thing.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, let's get the next submission. Tabby and Mike, brace yourselves, because this is something I think could happen to the both of you. I'm back working in the office now, and it's been an adjustment getting used to shuffling around people again. I was walking from the break room back to my office, and I went to close the door behind me. My manager, who must be the world's best ninja, was walking directly behind me. When I went to reach and close the door without looking, I ended up grabbing his crotch directly.
Oh, damn.
Oh. I turned beet red under my mask and apologized profusely. He laughed and brushed it off, but now I feel like maybe, some way, somehow, I can work from home again forever and never have to face him again. I want to die.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for your submission.
Okay, before we even start.
Uh-huh.
Let's establish a sex of the person so we don't have to keep going back and forth.
Okay.
I want to assume that it's a male squeezing the genitals of another male.
I do enjoy that thought.
Okay.
All right.
So here we go.
So we're going to act as that.
Yes. Everything we say will be addressed as such.
Okay.
Whew. Honking your manager's dick.
What would you do if you honked our manager's wee-wee? You honked it like you're closing a door.
Mm-hmm.
So there's some, you like, you're, there's some force.
We make eye contact.
Uh-huh.
I would try to say something witty.
Oh, there's nothing witty you could say.
There's a few things.
With a,
like,
with...
did you leave the rest at home? Oh, that one tickled me.
I do enjoy how much that tickled you. That is pretty good. And the fact that you had that off the cuff.
Yeah. What else?
Mm-hmm.
I blew my load. I'm empty.
That was good.
Okay. Well, yeah, just try to make light of the situation.
With his dick in your hands.
Well, not still in my hand. I hope that I let go.
We can't be sure.
Well, what would you say then?
If I grabbed anybody's crotch.
Anybody.
I would be so apologetic. Like, I would, I don't know how I'd face them. I would just be like, I am so sorry. Like, I didn't realize it. And then if I grabbed it really hard too, because I'm imagining like that A plus to your boss who didn't flinch at all. Honestly, kinky as fuck.
Yeah.
For not flinching. Because I feel like if you even got tapped on your dick and balls, you would just be like done.
It depends.
One time I threw a tennis ball to a guy and the tennis ball, and it wasn't even like hard. And it bounced and just like hit his balls and he dropped to the floor. And I was like just so displeased with that like show of
overreaction.
He made it seem like it was the end of the world. I mean, really, I didn't throw it hard at all. Like it really shocked me. And he was on the floor holding his crotch.
It hurts, dude.
That's what I'm saying. So I feel as though if anybody were to accidentally grab your crotch, you'd be on the floor so fast.
No, I got kicked in the groin during winter track in high school.
Okay. It was winter track, too.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah. Fancy.
You were shriveled up.
We were in there. I was throwing. And I turned around and I said something to one of my teammates. He kicked me in the crotch.
Ooh.
Yes. Then I looked at him and I knew I had about 5 seconds that I can grab him and punch him.
What? You punched him?
No. The 5 seconds was up. He got away, and I crumbled to the ground.
Did you, like, grab your crotch and do the fetal position? Yes. Did you cry?
You have... No, I didn't cry.
Okay.
You have, like... I don't know if you know, you have about 3 seconds to get your life in order before you have to fall down.
I didn't know.
Yes.
This is good.
It's a delayed reaction. It's like when you stub your toe and you're looking at it before the pain like rushes up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's just like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. And then it happens.
Oh.
Yes. Stubbing toes. Oof. I almost stubbed my toe.
When?
Yesterday.
What were you doing?
Walking.
Yeah, I mean, like in your bedroom, was it on the corner of the bed?
From the kitchen to the bathroom.
Was it like the type of stub where like it would have like taken the damn toe off?
It was the type, I don't know what it would have done, but after like I grazed it, I like sat down and I thought about how bad decisions. It was going to be. Yeah, I reflected about how bad it was going to be. You've done it before, right?
I have. And occasionally, when I don't have a cold, I like to remind myself of like...
how breathing feels?
Like through both nostrils. Because I feel like when I do have a cold, I always take it for granted. That like... It was like, do you remember all the times when you could breathe through? Yeah, it was like, remember all the times when you could breathe through both nostrils and now you can't? And like, so yeah, I like to like also notice when like I don't have a sore throat or anything, like anything that I would get during a cold and I just feel miserable.
It sounds ridiculous, but I actually like that.
Yeah, like I need to remind myself just like things are good right now. Things could be a lot worse.
Yes, and this diarrhea wasn't ruining my life. These normal shits.
That's very true too. I should start being more grateful about my shits.
Everything.
Yeah. My food. Remember that time when I got food poisoning? I remember.
Did you?
Yeah.
When?
I ate some, this was years ago. I've told you this, when I ate bad cream cheese. It was either cream cheese or frozen chicken.
Why is it always cheese with you?
Well, it was either cream cheese or the chicken that day. It was one of the two, but...
Random discarded cheeses.
I was so severely... Like, I should have been hospitalized. It was so bad. But your girl pulled through. Gatorade strong, you know what I mean?
Yeah, if anybody wants to kidnap Tavi, leave a trail of assorted cheeses out.
A charcuterie board will get me...
Yes.
10 out of 10 times. Is that salami?
In the back of the van, she's still eating. So where are we going? More cheese?
The cheese factory? Oh my God.
You guys treated me so nice.
It's like, we're going to Wisconsin, Tavi.
Cheese capital?
Exactly. They give me a cheese hat. I'm like, oh boy. I'd be easily tricked.
Very easily.
I'm too trusting. So back to if someone grabbed you by your dick. I think you're going down like a ton of bricks. How would you react to someone doing that to you?
I'd be shocked.
If it was another male coworker who turned and grabbed your balls and dick with the force of trying to turn a door handle.
I would probably say you're very welcome. If it didn't hurt. I'm
saying if it did.
If it did hurt, I'm just grabbing my penis and like giving a look. Just I'll let them bury themselves with words. I don't want to.
Really?
Yes.
So you're just going to let them sit there and marinate
mm-hmm.
in it?
Aw. So maybe say, like, it's HR time or something.
That's the scariest thing in the world. Oh, my God. They would be so apologetic to you.
Say bye to your job.
Would you actually tell HR?
No, never.
Okay.
If it happened again with the same person, probably.
Do you think, now let's say their boss went to HR about this. Do you think that's called for? Do they have grounds to stand on?
Well, of course. Your penis gets touched, it gets touched. Is there like a HR like light where you can put on record that it happened, but you don't want to do anything unless it becomes an issue?
I don't know. Probably, but I feel like as HR, if they feel like they have to do something about it, they're going to do it regardless of what you say. And grabbing your boss's dick is going to be problematic, I'm going to assume.
First of all, good for you for having an office.
Yeah, I was thinking that too. The fact that they had a door that closes on their office, I was like,
damn.
I was like,
damn, classy as fuck.
Classy.
Okay.
Eating lobster in there. In a three-piece suit.
Mm. Squeezing decks.
How would you feel if you accidentally? Because from what it mm-hmm. it seems like they had their back to their boss.
Yeah, they reached.
So they were reaching behind them.
Honked it.
So if you were them and your boss went ahead and told HR, what would you do? Like, how would you feel about that whole situation? Would you just feel so like, oh my God? Like, would you feel like you were wrong, or would you feel like you couldn't believe your boss was doing this?
I'd feel like I can't believe my boss would do that.
Really?
Because everywhere I've worked before, and mm-hmm. it could be just me, mm-hmm. I've never had any sort of, like, HR presence around for anything. And every job could be, HR could be called every single day.
Oh, for things that you see.
Just, like, the conversation with the butt or the butt of the arms was enough to probably get me in trouble.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, I'd be like, you gonna call HR on me, you bitch?
that's another way to get him.
Yeah. No, I wouldn't.
You wouldn't call him a bitch?
No. But I would probably take revenge.
What kind of revenge?
If I got fired.
Which, likely, you would.
Hopefully just suspended, but squeezing the dick is, like, grounds for termination.
Yeah, that's big grounds for termination. Yeah. Especially in, like, how do you, like, defend yourself? All you can say is, my back was turned, mm-hmm. and I went to grab the door, and I grabbed their dick.
I didn't grab much.
I want that on record! I want that on record!
But, yeah.
That'd be such a shitty situation.
Then you're tainted for life.
That'll follow you?
I
don't think it does. I think
if they call your old
employer. I was going to say, the employer, yeah. And then if your boss picks up, it's like, old Tabaweb. Yeah, mm-hmm. She grabbed my honker, yep.
Exactly. NBD, NBD. So she's trying to work at Kinko's now, huh?
good for her. So you're like swirling the telephone wire.
Yeah. And they hire you instantly because they know you squeeze dicks.
Oh, man, that would suck. Yeah, I hope it wouldn't follow them if they did get fired.
I always assumed it was like your, permanent record, but for jobs?
I didn't think there was one. I just thought that, like, when someone ran your social, then they could see every job you've ever had,
mm-hmm.
but, like, not your reason for termination. Like, they'd have to call to get your reason for termination.
And then they made it illegal that they can't tell you why.
Oh.
Yes.
That's nice.
They said they can just say that you did work there mm-hmm. and you did leave. In these dates.
Oh.
But there is, like, talk that you can say without saying anything.
Right.
You know what I mean?
You'd have to use special jargon.
Yes.
To let them know that they're about to hire a piece of shit.
Exactly. Like, yes, this person did work here and here, and they were, they were occasionally on time.
Yeah. There you go.
There you go. I was like, okay, gotcha.
That's passive aggressive.
Yeah.
Ooh, okay. I'm glad that they have a law now that says that they just can't talk shit about you.
Exactly. Because if you squeeze his dick too hard, and he's going to shit on you forever.
I mean, yeah. So let's all take a moment to be grateful that this person's boss took it
mm-hmm.
in good humor and realized that this was an honest mistake. And hopefully you can work from home forever.
I definitely would take it okay. Even if it was guy, girl, I really wouldn't care. Like, as long as you didn't, there was no, like, pretense before, like, you didn't, like, flirt with me and butter me up beforehand,
mm-hmm.
then I would just be like, oh, simple mistake, no big deal.
I mean, I feel like in most situations, yes. Especially with at least the way it was presented to us, mm-hmm. that they had their back turned and they just reached for the door and they grabbed their dick. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I feel like if they were making any eye contact at all, like, let's just say they were talking and the person went to reach and was, like, making eye contact with them and accidentally grabbed, I feel like that changes the dynamic.
Eye contact changes everything.
It changes everything. Like, so there's like, no bouncing back.
It's so, like, personal.
I don't know if you could bounce back from this. Like, this is going to take a little while, mm-hmm. I think, for the two of them to bounce back with one another. I almost feel like the boss has, like, an upper hand now.
Yes. You gotta get a squeeze in, too.
What do you mean? They get one back?
Yeah, squeeze or squeeze.
What? Mm-hmm. No. No, 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 no.
What's fair? Good for the goose.
It's not good for the gander.
Yeah.
You got it. Yeah, I hope you're able to work from home for a little while and get some time away. Maybe get a new job. Maybe change countries.
Get a door that closes itself when you open it.
That's an idea.
Mm-hmm. Spring-loaded door.
Get a higher door handle.
Mm, or lower.
Mm, how low can you go? Limbo style.
Mm-hmm. Down by your ankles, at least. That'd be so funny.
I've seen doors in bathrooms, like public restrooms, where you open it with your foot.
I did too.
And so I just don't know why that isn't a thing every single where we go. I feel like in classy houses, they have that.
I don't think they have doors in classy houses.
You don't think there's any doors at all? Except for like the front door?
Everything they do in a classy house is classy. So you don't want to hide it.
Except for like a French door. They have like the two, like, you know, like the big French doors that have like, they're like huge and they have like the white curtains on them. Mm. Yeah, and it opens up out to the patio and the pool.
French.
I'm really just literally like reiterating and regurgitating the movie I saw last night. That's how it was. It was like he was a millionaire. He was a mafia gang leader.
Okay.
Yeah. And his doors opened up to that.
Like the backyard?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's like a so big old beautiful. Pool.
Yep.
Infinity pool, probably.
Huge pool with a little tiny table next to it so he could do his business dealings next to it, you know, because mm-hmm. that's how you gotta do it. You know. He had a girl who he had come in there mm-hmm. just to suck him off.
And then she left.
That was all her job was. Literally walked in, sucked him off, and then left.
That is a job and a half.
And he was saying to the girl, he essentially kidnaps this girl. I'm not ruining anything. This is literally the premise of the movie.
Okay.
He kidnaps this girl and gives her 365 days to fall in love with her whilst holding her hostage in his mansion. It is a very Beauty and the Beast situation.
Okay.
Like, it is Beauty and the Beast come to life. So while he has her mm-hmm. tied up in a bed mm-hmm. to try and prove to her, like, I don't need to have you, I want you, and look at what I can get, he just, like, snaps his finger and this girl walks in, sucks him off, and walks out.
So he's standing there getting sucked he's sitting, off in front of the girl.
He's sitting.
In front of the, front making of the hostage? Yes,
direct eye contact, whole time. Mm-hmm. It was quite a scene.
And then she left?
And then as soon as he finished, she literally wiped her mouth, winked at him, and walked out.
Did he make, like, orgasm sounds?
Not really too much. It was more like him grabbing her head. It was a very soft core porn.
Oh.
Yeah, it was very graphic.
I used to watch Skinamax all the time.
When it was all, like, blurry and fuzzy
no,
and
no,
stuff?
No, Cinemax, it was okay. They used to have soft core porn.
Oh.
Where, like, you couldn't, like, back up far enough to see Wiener, and Wiener wouldn't go in, but you had, like hump butts.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and then, like, when you're on top, they had to, like, lift the girl's leg up so you couldn't see anything. And,
of course.
Like, move, like, rhythmically. It was pretty hot.
Do you think that they were actually fucking?
No.
So you really think a guy was just standing there with a chub rubbing up on a girl instead of, like, because when the leg goes up to block it, you don't think that he actually inserted himself?
I don't think you can.
Why do you say that?
Because you probably...
Oh, like it's against their policy?
I'd imagine so. Either they're probably not hard or they tape it down.
There's no way they're not hard.
Like, you know about dicks.
I don't know much. I know very, very little.
Yeah.
You don't think that he'd be hard?
It depends on,
I feel like he'd almost be embarrassed to not
only
be hard.
Human?
Yeah. And like, wouldn't it be embarrassing to be walking around with like, small dick
while making
a softcore porn
scene and then getting a rock hard chubber. I think that would be more embarrassing than
I feel
not
like
getting
it
hurt.
Adds the authenticity of like I'm really into this passionately. I feel as though when they were filming this movie, mm-hmm. this guy was rock hard all the time. Someone had come in there and try and cool him off.
Like how would you be a reverse fluffer?
Like pictures of kittens, stories of grandmothers. What you did last Mother's Day for your mother. Dying people in countries somewhere that your money could be used to save and it's not. Where your money goes in the stock market. Police brutality. Like, I don't know. We could... I could really bring you down. How would you be a reverse fluffer?
I would...
Like, how are you making a guy lose a hard-on?
I'd probably... I have to look his dick in the eye, right?
Okay.
And then you just, like, clear your throat.
Like, are you going to make a speech
just,
to it?
No, just stare at it. But just keep doing that. I feel like it would get so awkward that it would go down.
What if he just, like, slowly pushed it to your face?
That would be hilarious.
For who?
I'd find the humor in it, as long as it didn't touch me. Like, ah, Clyde.
I don't think staring a dick right in the eye is going to...
If a heterosexual male just walks up to your dick and goes,
yeah,
it would do it to me. It breaks you out of the mood very quickly.
So you've had it happen before, is what I'm hearing.
Yeah,
multiple times. I can't go back to that pool ever again.
Greyhound is interesting.
Oh, okay. So that's all you would do is just clear your throat in front of it.
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't tell stories of his grandmother.
No.
Maybe an ex-lover that he's not over. That'll do it.
Really?
That might bring him out of the whole damn scene, though.
No.
I'd be like, you know that girl who you love so much? Yeah?
Yeah?
Yeah, she's fucking another guy. Here's a picture. They're happy on a beach.
Mm.
She put, I love you, at the bottom.
Oh, it's been 2 weeks.
Yep, she wrote that, too.
Yeah, that's how I trick a dick.
Trick a dick. If only that could be the title.
I don't think.
No, it certainly cannot. Nope. No curse words in the titles.
Which one? Dick?
Yep.
You're disappointed in me, I can tell.
I'm upset.
Understandable.
What was the question?
Not poker.
No, not poker. That was the first one.
Squeeze and ball.
Oh, that's right. Squeeze
and then fluff. Reverse fluffer.
Reverse fluffers, yeah. Which, that should be a name. TM.
Yeah.
TM on whatever date this comes out. Reverse fluffers.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh, okay. Go to the patent office? Why not?
I'm tired of you bringing up the patent office. Like, I'm so tired of you bringing up the patent office. If I'm just being Lisa Frank with you about it.
There you go. No,
Beverly. No. Beverly Beans. Lisa Frank is the...
Beverly Beans and Hank Frank.
Lisa Frank is the artist. You remember when we were kids and it was like the Lisa Frank and it was all like... Like rainbow spotted stuff.
Bob Ross?
No. You know what? This is that generational gap coming in between us. Some people know what I'm talking about, and some people will just be as lost as you right now.
Mm-hmm.
Lisa Frank was like an art set. She had like a whole brand of art stuff.
Like Crayola?
It was similar to that. We'll just add it to the list of things that we have to look up at the end of this episode.
Okay.
Sounds good. What was the name of the actress?
The classy... Helen Mirren.
There it is. Yeah, the classy actress.
David Hasselhoff eating a cheeseburger.
That's right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And Lisa...
Lisa Frank.
Lisa Frank.
And then there was something I had to show you.
It wasn't tough titties.
No. All right, well, we'll figure it out.
Yep.
All right, everyone. Well, that's our show for this week. We just want to take a moment to thank all of the essential workers, all of the people protesting, all the frontline people, all the everybody's everywhere doing everything, all the podcasters putting out podcasts, everybody who's slowly getting back into the rhythm of going back to work. Mike and I have been working this entire time, so we can't feel your pain as much as you, but we hope you're all doing all right, and we will see you next week. We love you. Bye.
Hey, everybody. We just want to shine a light on an organization doing good things for good people called K. Galgan Lifehouse. They're helping homeless women and their children. Tabby, what's the Instagram?
Their Instagram is K. Galgan Lifehouse, all one word. And it's spelled a little different. It's CAYGALGON Lifehouse.
Yep, they're a good organization. And you either contact them, donate, or follow. Anything helps.
All right, bye-bye.
Thanks for listening. Want to be part of the show? Write in at ynbfpodcast@yahoo.com or call us at 707-461-0706. Follow us on Facebook at Your New Best Friends Podcast, Instagram at ynbfpodcast. We can be found on Spotify, Anchor, or wherever you listen to podcasts.